My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how to 19x your content output. So, you want me to go?
Yeah, go for it. How do we 19x our content output?
This happened as of yesterday. So, I was thinking about it. I was in the shower thinking about this, Neil. So, I was like, man, you know, the content recorded yesterday when we went live, we recorded, let's say we record one episode of Marketing School, right? Well, guess what happened? We streamed it. We streamed one episode to YouTube, and then it went to LinkedIn, and the podcast, obviously, right? And then it also went to where else? We're on Instagram right now.
Instagram.
And I think did I say Facebook or no?
Facebook.
Okay, Facebook as well. So
we could have done Twitter as well, live streaming.
Could have hit Twitter as well. That might have been six, right? And then you take those six, and then the content we produced yesterday, also we can make them into separate blog posts too. We can make them into separate social media posts too. So we can cut them up a little bit too and put them on IGTV as well. Yeah. So I was averaging it out. It could be more than 19x, but averaging it out, that's actually 19x.
Wait, how are we at 19? I got six.
Seven IGTV, okay.
IGTV,
okay,
and then blog is
blog
eight.
Post is eight,
okay,
right?
We're
and
still
then,
one episode. That's no, we're eight.
But okay. The Gary V's of the world, they consider each social post like each little social media post like a story. That's considered content too, right? And snippets that we have, that's considered content too. So we can repost to other areas. So wherever we can post stories, we can post a story to WhatsApp. We can post a story to Facebook. We can post a story to Instagram stories. That's okay. 11, uh-huh. Right? And then also, if we take it on, take a blog post, we can also repurpose it into a tweet, maybe multiple tweets. Let's say like one. Okay, let's be conservative. One more tweet. That's 12. Okay.
Repost on Medium.
That's 13.
Okay.
Okay.
And now we have to try to come up with 19. You can also take the blog post and then repost that on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Repost that, like the whole post. Yep. Do a post on there.
Let's not forget about Snapchat too.
That's 14.
Yeah.
Snapchat is 15. Mm-hmm. You can repost it on Facebook.
Yep.
That's 16. Mm-hmm. Does LinkedIn let you do long posts
yes.
now too?
Yes.
That's 17. 17.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we went live on LinkedIn, right? So you can actually convert that into like a short form post or a long. So you can post a blog post on LinkedIn, but you can also do a short form post too. So that's like 18 now, right?
Yeah. And now we're pushing it.
No.
Not really creating quality content.
But the way, okay, if you're a Gary Vee.
Let's get to 19.
If you're a Gary Vee, right, each social post counts, right? So we can easily say it. We can do multiple tweets from it. We can do multiple stories from it. We can do what else? What else do we post to? But we only considered one tweet and we only considered one social post. We didn't even consider an Instagram normal post. There you go. 19.
That's 18.
That's 19.
18.
All right.
I'm going to take one away.
All right.
We got to do one more. Twitch?
Twitch. Yes. Twitch. There you go. 19. That's 19. That's 19 pieces of content without saying, oh, I'm going to
share it on Pinterest. That's 20.
And we're not even saying 5 tweets. We're not
Modern
saying...
Hunt, get the podcast on there.
21.
21.
Okay. See, we've gone beyond that now. So we had to think about it a little bit, but that's it. Yeah.
There you go.
So what? But why? Why should people create... Why should people increase their output? You talked about this during your marketing school live talk.
It's not necessarily increasing your output. It's more so going after all the channels because no one channel these days is going to drive you all the volume. It's mm-hmm. all saturated. You don't get the same results as you used to. You used to be able mm-hmm. to build a business off of one channel, but now...
We talked about blogging getting tougher yesterday.
Yeah, it's getting tougher. Yeah. You got to go after all the channels. You got to go after the rule of seven. Someone sees you in all these different places 7 times. They're more likely to connect with you, resonate with your brand, and that's, in the long run, allow you to get more sales and leads as well.
Yep. All right. There you guys have it. We went above and beyond for this one. My favorite DJs, by the way, above and beyond. So that's 21. That's 21xing your content output. That's it for today. But if you're interested in the Growth Accelerator Mastermind that Neil and I are doing, we're going to do it in amazing destinations around the world. Just go to marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE to check it out. And also, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe whatever platform you're on because we'll love you for that. We're going to see if we can really try to ramp up LinkedIn today even more. So that's it for today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Badeda. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.